So, so I make minimum wage, and you come around and fuck with me three times.
Ronald McDonald,
sweet tea. Is it that serious? These motherfuckers have stole trillions of fucking dollars. Ain't gonna goddamn day in fucking jail. We gonna send this dude to jail for 20 motherfucking years for spitting in some tea?
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
I'm done, America.
Oh, man.
Coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana. This is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuck P.
I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Miele, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJs,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the Heat play?
Yeah.
Niggas hate ballers these days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Yeah. Wait.
What's up,
motherfucker, where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is, tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks,
racks.
Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stack.
How you get it?
Nigga laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could give you this feeling. I'm planking on the million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bet I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Nostrand and
right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I was made in Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to our top.
And welcome back to the Hospitality Room. It's been a while, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm your host, Mr. Chuck P. And I have with me my co-host, Mr. J. Adams. Sir, what's going on?
How's it going?
Oh, man.
Out with the spring weather?
Yes, it has been a while also. The equipment is dusty.
Oh, my skills ain't dusty.
Most likely not. We can start by continuing our discussion that we was having before we got everything hooked up, talking about the Ninja Turtles movie.
It was supposed to be a happy show.
Yeah.
Fuck Michael Bay, first of all. You're going to ruin another piece of my childhood that I don't appreciate. I don't know why. Just leave it alone.
This movie is not going to be... The concept of the pizza-eating turtles that lived in the sewers with the rat that we all remember. Like, people in the, can say, 25 to 31 age range. You should remember this. They lived in the sewer.
Yeah, with the ooze.
Yes. No, this is going to be Space Turtles.
No, there's not. This movie will not happen. We won't recognize it. We will stick together for this. We're not going to let this happen. You kill Transformers. Go fuck yourself. You're not going to do it to the Turtles. No Vanilla Ice being a Ninja Turtles 2 was a black eye on the franchise. I understand that. Still. That's not the whole movie.
Oh, man. I don't remember the second movie. I don't remember the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, I remember all of them, yeah. Jay. I even remember the garbage third one when they went back in time.
Part three, yes. That movie, part three going back in time is going to be better than...
Oh, easy.
In space.
Easy.
Are they going to bring Master Splinter back? Is Master Splinter going to be like a space rat or something?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. The whole, everything about Ninja Turtles revolved around ooze. All the cartoons, if you remember, like, every week was ooze. Every day was ooze, ooze. So where's the ooze coming from now? Like, what's the purpose of it? You're an alien. You're going to come clean it up? You're going to make an environmental movie? Why don't Michael Bay go sell some medicine or something? Just quit.
Shit, he just sold enough cancer with the third Transformers movie. Oh, yeah. We said we're not going to discuss the third Transformers movie on air.
That movie's dead to me. Never happened. Michael Bay, like, should go make Twilight or something. Just get away. Have fun with vampires.
Yeah, I had to switch up my mind state. I had to go on a hiatus again from politics. It was killing me.
Yeah, it's healthy to do that.
So I started looking into movies that I would want to see in the future. One of them is The Avengers. I'm hoping. It's just going to bring...
Even growing up, I was an X-Men fan, and I never really got down with The Avengers. Like, I know about them. I did watch them, and I guess I'm just more biased towards the X-Men. I don't know. I guess because I was always such a huge Wolverine fan.
They had the, what was it? What was the other team? The Super Friends? Or was that the parody that they had on Saturday Night?
I think that was a parody.
What was the team? It was Batman, Superman.
Because they had, that's Justice League.
The Justice League.
Yeah. They was a...
Yes.
Yeah, I fuck with them too, yeah.
It was the Justice League and the Avengers was... The Justice League wasn't that, all...
Oh, it's the Fantastic Four that I ain't fuck with.
Yeah, but the Fantastic Four was... That was separate.
Yeah, that was the ones I didn't... Yeah, they had the garbage abilities. Like,
yeah, and they had
I respect none of them. With the
had the Silver Surfer rolling with them every now and then.
He's the only one I like. Silver Surfer's my dog.
But the Avengers... I liked the Avengers when I was younger. They were pretty cool. It was just the other version of the... It was the Marvel version.
Yeah, I was a Marvel homer, I guess is what it is.
DC was all right, but...
I wasn't really a big fan of the Batman. I used to watch, like, the 1967 Adam West Batman when I was real young, because that's all I used to play. I used to watch that. And then the... Great Smoky Mountain Wrestling or whatever it was would come on. Mid-South Wrestling would come on right after that. And I remember watching that when I was young. That was old school. Like, I was really young.
I'm a big Captain America fan. I just like the Shield and stuff. The remake that they just made was all right. But
did you ever see the Captain America with Bruce Campbell as Captain America? I believe it's Bruce Campbell. It's a throwback. It's another from like the late 80s or early 90s. Don't quote me off the top of my head what year it was from. I used to work at an old video store that actually had movies, not like Blockbuster, that had 1,000 copies of the same. I used to go through the old ones, and I found that was one of the gems I found. It was actually pretty good. It wasn't great. It was a lot better than Dolph Lundgren's version of The Punisher. I know that.
Wow.
Yes, we had a Dolph.
Wow.
Dolph reference today.
Is that the same? No. The remake of The Punisher was... They remade
it. Was
it
Thomas
again.
Jane, dude?
Yeah.
That was even better than the Dolph Lundgren version.
Yeah. That was the brutal version of The Punisher right there. That's the
one. That's when I like seeing those movies remade, I like seeing that more of an adult spin to it because it's more of a real world, like what would happen.
I'd rather see, like, the Avengers movie than, let's just say, the Expendables. I'd rather see, like, the superhero dudes from, like, comic books get together than to see, like, Jason Statham.
The geriatrics out there.
Sylvester Stallone and Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris. I don't need to see all of them in one movie. But hopefully.
Like the Wolverine movies, that was like some of the best. But they still didn't get it right. Like they didn't. That's what my problem is with it. They're always too worried too much in the life story how they got here. It's like you miss, like, that's good stuff, like, for story wise. Yes, that is great. You need to set it up. But like this comic books throughout the years, there have been some epic battles that you could let Michael Bay ruin with his $200 million nonsense. But there's like some just Wolverine just by himself fighting all kind of sentinels and things. You could have just been amazing.
It's so much that the X-Men series was just so long. That shit lasted forever.
And it's like you should never have a movie that long where you have any boring parts in it.
But with that, with the series, with just the series itself being so large, they should just be able to like take a certain part of it and make a movie out of that. You don't need to like overview the whole story
in one movie. Yeah,
because it's too much. It's too much. It's 2-3 different parts where Wolverine was fighting against different dudes. Like it was weeks and weeks where it would lead up to the battle with that dude. They would fight along the way and then it would end up to the epic battle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
it was the Sabretooth dude, the dude that had to
you just go and it's like, what's going on? Why? What? Huh?
Then Cyclops was going through his shit for a couple of months.
Yeah, they squashed that whole love beef thing in one fucking movie.
Then there's no way that could be one movie by itself. Shit, that would
fuck Hollywood. You're killing me.
Or if they gonna make make the movie around like the end where they all finally got together and went up. But no, they take it to. Oh yeah, we're gonna give you an overview of the whole story and break down this big part in the 10 minutes. Here you go. His Cyclops love life, 10 minutes. This shit lasted like 8 months in real life. Cartoon episodes. I'm just saying. But back to the original subject, which was the Ninja Turtles movie.
Fuck you still, Michael Bay.
I'm not expecting much of this movie, but I need to know, sir, how are their weapons going to work in space against aliens? You ever thought about that? Dude had nunchucks. What you going to do with the nunchucks against an alien? Didn't Donatello have the stick? Didn't he just have the big long stick?
But I don't, that's too much time to even worry about it.
Raphael had the two little knives.
Good luck, Michael Bay. That's all I can tell you. Because unless they come as like, I don't know, does the ooze come hit some turtles? Like, is that what it's going to be? The ooze comes from space? Like, I know I'm on the ooze.
They going to get hit with the space dust or something? I don't know.
That's going to have to be something like that. The pixie
space dust? I don't.
I guess it's going to be four turtles and a rat just chilling in the sewer somewhere and the space dust hits it. I don't know.
And how they gonna learn to fight? How they gonna fight in space?
Yeah, because wasn't Master Splinter like reincarnated or something? Like he was he was a samurai warrior or something.
I was just about to say he was a dojo teacher, and they hit him with a spell and turned him into.
So he snitched on somebody. He gets some turtles.
Because that's my whole thing. How you going to teach the turtles how to use ninja actions and shit in space? What is that? In space? Come on, Michael Bay. Please. Please. No Transformers 2 or 3 this. Please.
What's the odds that you see some kind of reference to Transformer while they're in space? What's the odds of that?
I don't remember a big scene where a Michael Bay action scene is like plausible in the Ninja Turtles movie or show. Like, I never.
Did you watch Bad Boys? Dudes had automatic rifles everywhere, spraying, three people got hit out of 50.
Bad Boys 2 was just, like, it was too excessive.
Like, that was Expendables level excessive. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. When they was just having to shoot out 6 foot from each other with the automatics just spraying.
And there's no kind of action like that Ninja Turtles. They was fighting. It was hand-to-hand combat.
There wasn't really guns back then. Now everybody got the automatic. I wanna, well, I don't know. I don't understand. We're going to have ESP
or Shredder something. Shredder going to have the AK now or something? All the goons going to have guns and shit? So Shredder's going to be a space alien?
That's a good point.
What is he thinking about?
They ain't remake The Last Dragon yet. Let Drake be The Last Dragon.
Man. I'm gonna post the article on the site so everybody can read about this. We read about the
and send your hate mail to Michael Bay, please. Nah.
You might let Vanilla Ice get in it again. Alright, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Alright. He would probably play a better female lead than Megan Fox.
Oh, man.
And to quote Mr. QJ Pimpson, yeah, I said it.
Okay. Let's see if we can turn the tides a little bit.
Yeah, get off Michael Bay. We're supposed to be happy-go-lucky today. That was some very disturbing news right before the show.
Yeah, we did say we were going to talk about some politics. I think we did say
that. That'll bring some humor and pain.
Let's start off with this. You remember a few months ago when... I think it was me, you, and Winston. We discussed the Florida drug testing.
Yes, sir.
Well, the results came back, sir. Let's see. I want to let you guess. I was just about to blurt it out, but okay. Give me percentage number of people that passed the test.
I'd say at least 85% to 90%. Might be higher than that. I'm too optimistic
about America's children. I'm playing the laughter because I want you to go up a little bit more. That the 80, what did you say, 82?
I said 80 to 90%.
80 to 90. 90 is still too low.
95, 99%.
96%, sir.
96%. I've seen they've been tracking that for a while.
96%.
I've been trying to tell people they waste money on that shit. We want the government out my life, but go piss test now, please.
The test was given over 4 months. 2.6%. Of the people that took the test failed in the 4 months.
So how much money did we save? Do they have that? Do they have, you have those statistics?
Can you, sir, what?
How much money they spend on all these tests as compared to the amount they save by getting rid of that 2.6%?
The total cost of the test was $118,140. Or more than what the state would have paid in benefits to those that have failed the test.
That was my next. That's what I was, before I was trying to get to. So now we spent more. Good job.
So, T-part. Which means that the state of Florida cost the government $45,780. Just to prove a point that they were wrong about.
Ricky Rubio, VP. Shout out. Oh, that's Marco Rubio. Ricky, I keep confusing the little dude from basketball with Marco.
Yeah. I had to drink a little water right there. I was a little flustered. Good job. Like, oh, hold on. My bad. Where's Winston with me being late with the... Good job, GOP. Good job.
Florida has been like a cum stain on America for a long time.
Florida...
Like,
I know we both watched Bill Maher, and he gave the title to Arizona a few weeks ago.
That's because they reasserted themselves here with the
abortion. But Florida and Arizona is neck and neck.
Yes.
It's like when it's like Dallas and Buffalo in the 90s, in the early 90s. It's just the creme of the creme that on each side. Fuck it. But they both representing the same thing.
They're both the little brown specks on top of the bird shit. That are creme of the creme.
Like, I believe the Arizona folk would look down on the Florida people. Like, the Arizona people is uppity.
The Arizona's uppity.
Yeah. We don't care about you. They probably call them swamp people. Like, they call the people out here. Florida, I mean, it's not... Arizona's not considered the South, so they don't get the stereotype. They just look at it from a California perspective. They don't...
I've never heard Arizona call uppity before. It's just...
I mean...
That's great. It's good stuff.
I can't see... I can't... I can't picture in my mind, like... somebody looking up to Florida other than Mississippi.
That's they aspire it. To be like Florida.
Like, South Carolina even looks down on Florida. And South Carolina it might be the most ratchetest state that was forged. Out of the forged landmark where they went, the surveyors went and put the land spottings down for the state lines. South Carolina might be the most ratchet, followed by West Virginia. But Florida is on the rise. It's so diverse, though. It's a melting pot of just drama. You shoot people in the streets, get away, you can kill your child, get off.
Good job, Florida.
Good job.
I ain't forgot about 2000. Good job.
But you know what? You know one thing? The people that are getting welfare are not on drugs.
So did you ever start testing the state election?
I think it's 2.6%. I think they're abusing the medicines that are awarded to them via benefits.
This is true.
They don't have to like get crack or something, like on meth. They don't have to be on meth or something. They can just get Percocets and shit. Like, oh, I get 300 of these instead of 90.
That's right, because that's all the campaign doing, so they get paid contributions.
Hey.
Pack it tight, dog.
Oh, man. Well, the, also the ACLU had filed a lawsuit against the people. But it really didn't matter because, I mean, you don't need to file a lawsuit to exaggerate a point that was well taken. The point should be well taken now that, sit the fuck down. Like, have a seat, like we see. Have a seat with the... everybody that's on welfare is on drugs. No, 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 no. That's not true.
Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror.
Okay. Next up, will it? Mitt won it. He finally did it. I don't think the last time we had a show, Mitt was still in. It was neck and neck between Mitt and Rick.
Mitt Romney was like, I don't know. He was the last survivor in the zombie movie where there's nothing left. So did you really win by surviving?
No. I don't know. It's like Mitt Romney was in a coma. Like the beginning of The Walking Dead, it's like Mitt Romney was in a coma before everything went down, and he just woke up afterwards. And he just Mitt. Just kind of like Rick. Rick was just out of it before the zombies started, and when he woke up, he was just there. Who wants to vote for him? I mean, it's
just going to be anti-Obama people that's vote for him. like, he ain't gonna win. And just, unless, well, I'm okay, I take that back. This is America still. We know how that goes, fickle. But unless, like, because when it comes time to debate, that's where you're gonna see he can't talk as tough as he did in the Republican primaries. And so when he tries to be himself of what he actually, like, did as a politician, then Obama's just going to point and laugh. Remember you kept talking about Obamacare? He's gonna give him that NWO, that little point he used to give. They'd come in, Scott Hall would hit Kevin Nash for the point. That's what Obama's just going to point and say. But he's going to take everything away from you. And unless something crazy happens. Like, that's just greed. Like, you just look at him. Like, he's killed everything. I don't know. Mitt Romney is...
Mitt!
Mittens. Oh, Mittens. You're such a one of the people. I love whenever he makes his appearances and the most generic statements ever. Like, I don't know.
And everybody, like, well, not everybody, but GOP mostly, they're like, well, shit. Really can't vote for Newt Gingrich. Because, really, Newt. Like I said, a long time ago, really? New gang, really, Newt? That was my line, really, Newt?
Newt. I think he had the false bravado. I still think that he was there to keep peace, and once he had dreams of grandeur, like, oh, I have a chance at all these crazy mother lovers around here? Because I think everyone assumed Mitt Romney was just going to run away with it, like, from the get-go, so that's why he just had all these crazy persons. Because they always have, like, every time you have that, there is that many people, but usually you have a strong character in the party like a George Bush and John McCain, so nobody else at that time mattered. Well, this time there was nobody running, so you got to see each and every candidate because there was no, oh yeah, we like him. Because you think about the Democrats, it was down to Hillary and Obama. It was just them two there at the end for a while. Because you had two people that people wanted. This was like, we don't want you. Let's see if there's anything else. And that's why I say people, if you, I've seen Facebook, I know people that posted all these very strict Tea Party, we're going to be constitutionalists, now go vote for Romney with a straight face and tell me it's not just because Obama's black. Do that, because they got the same policies and everything, as much as Mitt don't want to admit that, except he's coming in paid off. Deregulation. That's going to be his main key. Cut taxes and deregulation.
Or you can vote for my new candidate.
The constitutionalist? He's the constitutionalist. The constitutionalist.
Good job. You followed me. Mr. Virgil, good.
Now, with the U.S. taxpayers part of Michigan, thank you for standing up for the citizens of the United States of America, and thank you for turning out on a chilly day, certainly by Southside Virginia standards, to evaluate those of us that are running for the Constitution Party's nomination for president.
Okay.
I apologize. I don't want to stereotype, but that was my natural reaction. He sounded like the Grand Wizard.
This is former Congressman and Virginia State Representative Virgil Good, and he's getting my vote right now because I can't side with Obama anymore.
Foghorn leg.
I've been indoctrinated with the bullshit. My mind has been clouded. I'm brainwashed now.
I would give that more credibility if he wouldn't be considered himself a Republican. Like, if somebody came out as independent and said that, like, I would give them 1,000 times more credence than either a R or a D by their name coming out against either one of the other ones.
Let's just get a couple more seconds.
I thank Robbie Wells for being here. I want to thank Susan Ducey from Kansas for being here, and Larry Roth from the state of Washington. You've got certainly diversity.
I'd like to see him and Joe Biden go ahead and just...
Joe Biden will curse that dude on stage. He might try to fight him. Joe might try to hit that dude for real.
He's calling him...
So I just want to see Obama laugh in his face. That's what I want to see. Just see him up there just laughing at him.
Right. Hell.
Among all the presidential candidates, and I look forward not only to what we're going to say here for a few minutes, but for your questions and the interactions that we will have with each of you. I will tell you just a little bit about myself. As Bill indicated, I was in Congress for 12 years. Before that, I was in the Virginia State Senate for 23 years. I'm married. I've got a daughter. And I'm going to be, and my daughter asked me about this. She said, and she always calls me Pop, what am I going to call you when our little boy is born? She said, I guess we'll call you Grandpa. I said, you know, I've got such mixed emotions, I'm going to have to get a cane when you call me Grandpa and act the grandpa for all the role. So if I...
And that's why he's getting my vote. That's why he's getting my vote. Virgil Good. You remember I was down with Herman Cain until Herman Cain dropped out. First, I was down with Rick Perry before I was down with it. I was like, fuck it.
He's going to ride.
Yes.
Jumping on early.
We might get like a reality show on the Discovery Channel where they had nigger head just shooting that shit. Then Herman Cain took over. I had to get on the Herman Cain train. He passed straight through the South for all of us to get off the plantation. Then Herman Cain had to resign because too many women were calling him back. He was getting too many Facebook messages. Well, and I'm never going to get down with Mitt Romney, so yeah.
Mittens Romney.
I mean,
really, America, like, really, like, I can't respect you, like, as a person. I like, if you're Republican,
I lost respect for
Romney's...
a lot of people that was on, like, that was, like, seriously down with Ron Paul. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I was just about to say that.
I could honestly, if you agreed with some of the shit Ron Paul said,
and you think about Mitt Romney.
No lie. Some of the stuff Ron Paul was reasonable, like the first 30 seconds into his answers on questions.
Probably he kept talking.
Yes. Then when it got to just destroying the government and all that, that's when I was like, no, we're not doing all this, sir. No.
Not in this day and age.
No. You destroy the government, the fucking unemployment rate might triple.
You would cause mass chaos.
And it's not one size fault. Like, I got tired of the banter. That's what I got tired of. I'm tired of people like you know you're supporting the wrong cause. Like, you know you are, because both sides is not really the correct cause.
You're right. And that's what the Democrats have kind of fallen into, where the Republicans were used to being, where everybody's supposed to fall in line behind the president. You're supposed to ride with your candidate. And the Democrats are starting to do that now after when they should have did that 4 years ago. And they was demanding all this change that they say Obama didn't give them now. Like, they'd have fell in with him then. Yes. The Republicans are going through that same trying to identify who they are. All this other nonsense, and that's what they don't know who the figurehead is. There's no message.
But let's be serious about the issue here. But
they both take a paycheck from the same.
Not just that. Like I said, the Democrats ain't shit. Like I've been saying this.
Neither one. If you got any of those letters D or R, your word don't mean shit.
Democrats ain't shit. And I said it and I said it again, and it. The Democrats at one point had control of
everything.
They
could do what the Republicans did, and they pussyfooted it away.
At no time did the Republicans have like a total majority in the House or Senate in what, since the Clinton years, since 96, after Clinton got elected the second time. That's when they had the whole sex thing, and then That's when they wanted to overhaul everything. They tried to get rid of him and shit. But up until the Democrats had a good part of the House and Senate all through the Bush years, is what I'm trying to say. And they didn't do shit.
Well, no, they had a. There was an all Republican there for a minute. It wasn't until the midterm or the second term that everybody was saying, "Oh, this maybe this ain't working out so well." The war rah-rah was dying down at that point. Because that's whenever the whole abortion thing, I was going to make the point about they had control, that whole abortion talk they got and all these things. They could have squashed that at that point in time if they wanted to, but then you would have nothing to talk about today.
But that's not in them. They never...
Both sides don't want to solve a problem. It's kind of like we talk about the doctor. There's no money in the cure. You want to keep people sick coming back. That's what the government wants. I mean, that's what these parties want. They want you to rely on them. Fuck them. We don't need them. The government's for us. We don't need them to run the government. They need us to be in the government.
And I'm saying that the Democrats won't vote at all. That's what I'm trying to say.
Special interests. They just mislead us with these bullshit social issues.
Yes.
As they fucking steal everything from us.
Like,
every time you get mad about gay marriage, you just check your wallet because you just got jacked.
You see how the Republicans would be like, fuck my constituents, and look, I'm not voting for this. I'm not voting in favor of this because I can't, because I got on my knees and made the little tax pledge, or because I'm in the Tea Party and they told me that I can't vote this way.
But then they're going to go vote for Mitt Romney. Like, that's what I'm saying. I found respect for some new people with this, because once Mitt Romney became Mitt and Ron Paul, like, I've met a lot of Ron Paul supporters that would have nothing to do with Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll go vote for Obama again before I vote for Mitt Romney. Because at least Obama, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Romney flip-flops.
If you are an independent voter, or if you claim to be independent, this is a good time to see who your friends are or who you would want to hang out with. Because, because I really can't get down with people that just, like, you down on everybody, but once you see that the dude that you was really supporting, well, you're not down with everybody. You were down with this one person, but now you see that, oh, Mitt Romney is the de facto now. Now I have to support Mitt Romney because I don't like Obama. You're not standing for principles
at that point. You're standing behind your party.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's it. Party allegiance is blind faith, even if it's not religion. There's blind faith that's bad in anything.
Virgil Good, telling you.
If they had a serious third-party candidate, I'd have no problem voting for a serious third-party candidate. Or I wouldn't feel like I was just throwing my vote away. I know people feel like that anyways, and I probably am, but I'm still going to continue to vote just in case I might make a difference.
Yeah, there's no, you're not wasting your vote. A vote, to me, if you vote for Obama, you supporting life support, at least.
I just want to move forward. Like, I feel like with Obama, it's at least forward thinking.
Yes.
We might not say move the quickest pace to get there, but at least it's still forward. Anytime you tell me tax cuts is the only answer you got from me, like, I don't respect you as a thinker at that point. Like, you're running off a script.
Let me try to simplify it for everybody. Look, the country is Cap Rooney off of Any Given Sunday. Okay? And we need a rest. We need to actually rest. The country needs to rest for like 2 months. Because our back is almost broke. It's like right at the breaking point. We're not Shark LeBay. It's not that we got a syndrome where we could die. I'm not gonna go to that point with it. But yeah, we cap.
We could be paralyzed.
Yeah. We keep fucking around. But the Republicans want us to keep going to go in the next game. They want us to play the next game. And it's kind of... Oh, no, we're not. We can't segue to sports because it's kind of the same way with sports. Like, certain demographic of people want people to play through injuries and shit. Like,
Jarrett Lee! We want Jarrett Lee! Get him out the game!
But anyway, we need a rest. We need a rest for at least 2 months. And to me, Obama, the vote for Obama is like going on rest for another 2 months.
You know what?
That's
funny you say that, because that makes China and India the Willie Beeman of the league.
Hey.
We're about to get benched. Hey. We're going to retire. We're going to be faded memory.
Hey.
Willie Beeman. England was
Leon Washington. What was his name? That was his name. LL, the running back. What was his name?
Oh, I can't
think of his name. Well, yeah, that's England. That's England right there.
Ooh.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. Is just think about it like
that. So that makes Ron Paul the old coach then, huh?
No.
Just the old man living, looking at ghosts.
No.
78.
Robert De Niro is, if anybody would be him, it would be Bill Clinton. Anybody.
Old player with the scotch.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to make no more comparisons. Just think about it like that. We don't want to draw people off the subject. Think about it like that. The country has vertebra problems. Take the rest.
I think somebody took our veins out, though. I think all factory industrial jobs was our life support. I think that's been ripped out.
I mean, I'm just telling people to play for the safer bet now. That's all I can do. I'm not gonna actively promote for the re-election of Obama or for the election of Mitt Romney. I'm not. I'm leaving it up to my peers to make the correct decision. I'ma still support my causes or my ideas, the stuff that I believe in. I'ma still support that. But I'm not actively gonna entice people to vote for this person or that person. Because really I'm not too sure of what they're gonna do. But I know that Obama is the safe bet. Because he been keeping shit cool. He been keeping the fuck up cool for the past 4 years. At least he's been keeping it cool. I mean, it's not like, oh, he brought the country back to the Clinton era just because he's a Democrat. That's what everybody was thinking. No, he kept us from slipping into the coma or going into the vegetable status.
Folding off completely.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, I was checking the little updates earlier, and they had the article talking about Obama and the housing market stalling out and wanting to cut the loans for the students. And they had people was commenting, talking about how many jobs we went overseas because of Obama and how many jobs we've lost. So another person spoke up and said, well, have you ever heard of NAFTA? And the guy was like, yeah, it was trade. And he was like, do you know what they were trading? And so the dude had no clue, but he was ready to blame Obama for an agreement that was made 20 years ago that sent American jobs overseas so you could buy cheaper products at Walmart. So either way, you still got to look in the mirror, no matter who you want to blame. But that's just a misconception, yes. I don't like to – same thing, George Bush – as dumb as he wasn't smart enough to fuck us over the way we got fucked over. He was a scapegoat for a lot of that. Everyone was pissed off at him, and that poor fellow was up there lost. He didn't know what day it was. When Karl Rove was playing him like a puppet. And that same Obama, he could only do so much.
He's just another cog in the wheel. That's all it was. It's just that he was a different color cog. If it would have been any other person... Because Obama did shit. He did shit that was suspect from jump. He hired people that was responsible for the fuck up.
That's why I hear people complain about Obama. Like, if they don't mention that, then I know they didn't watch Fox News. Like, whatever answer they got, it's a Fox News answer. But that's the easiest one. Like, if you really want to make me think that you're not racist, that's all you got to tell me. Just give me a legitimate fact. He hired the same people. That's all you got to tell me. You ain't got to make up nothing. Like, that's a legitimate fact right there. It's not hard. I mean, you don't have to go that far to look into it. When you start making those fabricated ones, then that lets me know. Like,
actually, I'll even accept that he wasn't strong enough that he could have made it a mandate for everybody where everybody or everybody had the single pay, or you had the public option. He could have just ran that through if he wanted to, but he didn't. If you give me that. instead of, oh, he's a Kenyan, or he's trying to take away my welfare check, or he's trying to take away our guns. I'm tired of that. That's not.
If he'd have demanded regulation of the insurance industry, well, yes, you tell me what you're buying and what
any one of those,
tell me what the costs are, then yes, like you say, he could be an enemy of business. But if he's such a big enemy of the business, why was the business leaving before he became president? Where were the jobs at then? Because this started, and I'm not even saying it was Bush's fault. This agreement was made under Clinton that we don't. That's where we sold the same. Like, we would look at corporations today and we're like, oh, they ship these jobs overseas. That's what happened with NAFTA. NAFTA did that to our country as a whole. We sold all our industrial jobs. We basically fired all our workers, and we just collected a big-ass profit for this country. Like, oh, look, we're sitting fat now. We're rich. But, yeah, that money, if you ain't got money coming in, you can only sit on that bank account for so long. And an unfunded war, or two unfunded wars, and tax cuts for the rich. Deregulation, so now we lose environment and money. I said we wasn't going to stay on politics long today.
It's cool.
Mittens has got me upset.
All this because of Mitt Romney and people's lackluster support of him.
But the good news is that Newt Gingrich hasn't dropped out just yet. He is still on the American dime. Secret Service and all.
I'm not responding to Newt Gingrich.
Fig Newtons is on the trail.
You want to do some local news, sir?
Oh, I don't know if we can tell you. Let's go.
Let everybody get into some local news. See what's going on in the great state of Louisiana.
Give a shout out to Bobby Jingle.
I don't want to butcher this man's name. The U.S. Attorney. Donald J. I don't even want to slaughter his name. But local news: four accused of Medicare fraud in Baton Rouge. Four former employees at Baton Rouge psychiatric clinics have been charged with mail fraud conspiracy in connection with alleged Medicare losses that could exceed $37
million. Holy shit!
Terrell C. Vincent, Todd D. Ulmer, and Nancy N. Reed, all of Baton Rouge, and June N. Durio of Greenwell Springs are accused in a bill of information of working with others to defraud the nation's insurer for the elderly and disabled. Michael Fisher, attorney for Nancy Reed, said she will not fight for her conspiracy charge, which means she was about to snitch. And Thomas C. D'Amico, attorney for Terrell C. Vincent, said she will plead guilty to the conspiracy charge, which means she is copping to a deal. Get your Y in law and order game up, people. Read what it's saying. Yeah, oh, I'm going to plead guilty instantly. This ain't even went to court yet. I didn't even get arraigned. We're going to take the guilty charge. We're going to plead to conspiracy. I'll take 2 years. But tell on you. I'll take 2 years.
Run, tell that.
Because $37 million is a lot to defraud the government of. Yeah. That's 20 years. Just remember what I said, 20 years. Just remember I said 20 years. That's $37 million? Really? Okay.
I don't know. Look, Wall Street defrauded the government out of trillions, and they ain't none of them dudes went to jail. You got to take a certain amount. You got to hit that limit so you get that protection.
Yeah.
You gotta break the billion. Once you hit the billion, then we're protected under FDIC.
Shit. All right. Now, y'all defraud the government if y'all want. I'm not. I'll defraud another person.
Defraud the sheep walking around the streets.
I'll Joel Osteen the fuck out of somebody, but I'm not going to Joel Osteen Uncle Sam. No, I'm not going
to Uncle Sam like the mafia. Mm-hmm. They don't forget.
I had me in jail. They'll try to waterboard me. So, oh, no, I didn't say that. Oops. Oops. Next up, $2 million food stamp fraud case closes two stores.
That's here local in the Lake Area, too. Uh-huh. See, we can do it, Baton Rouge. Ain't the only one got the gangsters. What?
Louisiana Alcohol and Tobacco Control Commissioner Troy Abear announces that two Lake Charles convenience store owners have pled guilty to crimes exposed through a series of joint undercover operations between ATC and the United States Department of Agriculture into a massive food stamp fraud scheme. What? A food stamp fraud scheme, you say?
No way.
No, no. This can't be.
They must have invented this scheme.
According to the indictment, the two businesses redeemed $2.7 million worth of fraudulently obtained benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, commonly referred to as the food stamp program. $2.7
million? In food stamps?
Yes. They swipe the. That mean people swipe the car for two. Or they defrauded for car swipes in the amount of $2.7 million. Cause it's not food stamps anymore. It's a SNAP card. If you're not.
How much money they get on these cards?
It depends on the number of miles you have to feed and all that.
But $2.7 million.
I know that's a lot. There's no way. That's what I'm saying. They must have went overboard with this. It can't be the actual. They cooked the books on this, is what I'm trying to say. It can't be.
$2.7 million.
How long? But I don't know how long is. I mean, could it be 2.7 over a length of time? I could understand that.
It must be years. Like it must be doing a sting or something over years to catch that. $2.7 million in this area, name though, like.
The indictment further alleges that the Nash brothers allowed individuals with SNAP benefits to exchange their food stamps for alcohol, tobacco, and cash, and profited by charging a fee of approximately half the food stamp benefits from the debit card before providing a reduced amount of cash to the cardholder. Sounds pretty. That's the way it used to go. 60 for 40, that's how it used to be when they had the paper food stamps. But you got 60 on the card. I give you $30 for it. That's plausible. And then that $60 is tax free too, because you don't get charged taxes on that shit.
Free food. Eating good tonight.
Such transactions are strictly prohibited under federal law. The Nash brothers now face a 20-year prison sentence with up to $250,000 in fines and restitution to the United States government. You'll never pay them back enough.
I don't know. You made $2.7 million. I know it's been seized already, but you got to have something somewhere you can get rid of to get it.
Hopefully they bought something that they take.
Put it in somebody's name.
They took everything back. Ugh.
You gotta buy and put it in friends' names. I mean, and shit.
So
cash money.
If they ever pass in the next 20 years while these dudes is in jail, if they ever pass the law where you can buy like KFC chicken with food stamps and stuff, will they let these dudes out of jail or like reduce their time?
No.
You gotta reduce it by the amount of food that they make. That they traded off, because they didn't trade it all off for cigarettes and money. They traded it off for food sometimes. Fuck that, man. That's why you need a good defense attorney. What's the dude's name?
That's why you don't fuck with the federal government.
Craig and Hillary Nash, owners of Goodfellas and Goodfellas Grocery, too.
The dude's name is Hillary?
Hillary. H-I-L-L-E-R-Y.
That's why he's a criminal. Hillary. They brought that on him by naming him Hillary.
Hillary.
Ain't they another anime in Hillary? The brothers.
Uh, Let's see. That was it for the local news. I didn't want to talk about anything else. I didn't want to. I wanted to save the voucher situation for when Winston was here.
Get him out of curse. Some,
yeah.
I'll save that vinegar for that too. Fuck Bobby Jindal and Cleckley.
Oh, fucking voucher. We don't want to give handouts, but here's a voucher.
We can't give handouts to the public, but our friends in the private sector.
Really?
Gotcha, really? Dog.
Well, next time Winston comes through, we'll talk about it. Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
I told you, I don't have time for this anymore. Fuck that.
You need to get the old Batman sound effects for the show so we can get the wah, and the schwap.
I've been looking at Doomsday Preppers and shit like that. I've been trying to balance my mind back with ratchetness so I could at least be balanced. Because the politics just make me want to choke people, like, randomly. I don't even know what's your affiliation. I just want to choke people. Looks like you vote for Mitt Romney. Yeah. Doomsday Preppers.
We can't vote for Obama because Obamacare, so we're going to vote for Romney. Like, really? Like, that's all you have to look at each other and say is everything you accused Obama of being, that's what Romney is. Except for white. That's one thing you'll never mistake. We understand.
Well, we know with Mitt Romney, we're going to get the Paul Ryan tax code or tax plan put in effect, meaning that a lot of old people gonna die.
Yeah, I want to see if that 60-person majority still exists whenever it's a Republican president. If you still have to have 60 for everything.
I don't think that majority gonna make it. Like, it might make it like past this November election. But the next election, the next 2-year election after that, a lot of that is going to be over with. Because I don't think that the radical going to last that long. Especially if Obama wins the second term.
If he gets reelected, things will kind of come back down once he survives. Everybody's like, oh, we made it. He's not the.
They won't be able to keep that fire burning for that long.
But if Romney gets elected. Noodles. I honestly believe we'll see a third party for the next presidential election if Romney's elected. That could just be hope again, optimism on my part.
Mitt Romney.
Mittens Romney Willett, the third.
Willett the third. Anything to add on, sir?
I don't believe so.
We're not talking about the Trayvon Martin issue. I'm done with that. Like,
we'll let the courts figure that out. Like, we'll be here for the aftermath too.
Well, I can say this. I got what I wanted. Like, now it's just to see how it's gonna get fucked up. Like,
whatever happens won't surprise me.
All I wanted was the dude to get put in cuffs and arrested in a rain for shooting somebody in the streets, in the public, in a neighborhood where there's children.
Yeah, take him and ask him a question or something. Just ask him a question.
Other than, oh, you got a nice shot, huh, buddy? Yeah. High five. Yeah. Fuck y'all. I know what was going on.
Sprinkle some crack on him, Johnson.
Sprinkle crack on him anyway. Okay, sir. Well, I'm trying to think about if I had anything else I wanted to talk about. They had a show that Oh, yeah. You ever I know you don't like looking at TV live. But have you watched the Betty White show off their rockers?
I've seen some episodes. I've watched bits and pieces of it. I'm waiting for them old people to get hit or something. Yes, and die. And I ain't going to feel bad for none of them.
Yep, it's going to be just like Jackass. I mean, if they want to make a geriatric Jackass, I'm down with it.
I would put that body on pay-per-view. I would watch old people fuck themselves up.
Let's see Aunt Viola with the reconstructed hip, jump off of this trampoline and do a double backflip.
Crawl over the alligator pit.
Go. I'm down with it. If I can sit there and watch Hoarders, you know I'm down for some old people getting fucked up doing crazy stuff. Especially if they want to do it. It's not going to be like bum fights where they just force people to. It's going to be I'm Johnny Knoxville. I'm Johnny Knoxville and I'm 65. And yeah, I still want to put a doorbell in where it punches people in the face when you press the button.
Just to kill people. just go to see your sister home knocking old folks home.
Yeah, let me stick this popsicle in your butt. We ain't going to change your bedspread for 3 weeks. How you like that, jackass?
Geriatric ass.
That show was nice. But, okay, well, I forgot. I didn't write down all the stuff. I wrote down the stuff I actually want to talk about.
The important things.
That's what I want to talk about, sir. Let's talk about, right quick, let's see where we at on time. Yeah, we're good. Let's talk about the BP situation. I will let you lead in on this one while I pull up the article that I wanted to talk about.
Everyone in the country has forgotten. Matter of fact, the people that live on the Gulf Coast has forgotten. Well, not the ones that are still directly affected, but... Well, let's just say if you were at the beach and you find a fish that has no eyes or it has an open wound that is leaking pus and other not-so-healthy things, and you try to tell me that it's safe, and you're taken up for an outsider, like you claim to love this country and you claim to be about all of this, so you'd rather see your home destroyed, your loved ones affected, than to stand up to your supposed job creator. Like you're a peasant begging at the crumbs from the king. We're supposed to be prouder than that. We're not supposed to. And BP, 2 years later, who even talks about it anymore? People still worry about their few little claims they got left. And I see today they held the first person accountable for it.
That's what I was that was a good lead in, cuz you remember we had the discussion the other day about how these people are just inundated with bad information.
Yes sir.
And how they support the companies that they work for, not knowing that these companies are based overseas. That's what we were discussing. And why I brought this up, because the first person that got arrested in the whole thing, the whole BP oil spill, the British Petroleum, the first person that got arrested is Mr. Kurt Mix of Katy, Texas.
Of course, it's the fall man.
He was accused of trying to delete text messages between him and a supervisor that included sensitive internal BP information collected in real time as BP tried to stop the leak.
He ain't just throw the motherfucker overboard.
So that charge, ladies and gentlemen, is called obstruction of justice.
Oh, so he gonna do a year.
He might do five. They might pin it to him. He the fall guy. Two counts of obstruction of justice. Oh, I'm reading on.
Yeah, but there's no evidence though. If he destroyed the evidence.
Well, no, he deleted it from the phone. The phone company still have it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Think man, about that, people. The phone company
sprinkle
have
crack
this.
On him, Johnson.
And I bet you Kurt Mix was one of those red blooded. Never mind. I'm not gonna.
W is a mer. He believes in the shoot somebody
face. Sad thing
face.
Was he was probably one of the dudes that worked on the Transocean thing. One of the companies that was one of the probably American companies that was employed by BP. Hence, what I was talking about the other day. You're an American working for a company that is working for somebody that is out of the country. Therefore, your money is not flowing back into the country. You're not making money for the country and then getting paid off of that money.
I've been posing that question to everyone. I broke it down to my grandmother. Me and her been having some real conversations. And I told her to think back to World War II. Whenever we were in this war, America has been attacked. After 9/11, you've seen it to an extent, but you can see the difference between World War II. Back then, all businesses were American-owned.
Yes.
Like, you were immigrants from wherever, but you were an American because you're here and you had freedom and your family had freedom. So everyone came together for World War II. No matter what kind of store you had, you gave up. Everyone was willing to sacrifice.
You was lucky enough to have a car. You had a four-door Chevy.
Yes,
you
sir.
Had tools. It was Craftsman. What else? There's a bunch of stuff made.
Everything
USA
was made. Now, today, you take the same situation. We get attacked. Boom. And we got to go to war. What? We have no factories. We're going to have to try to go knock the dust off of factories that are 60 years old that haven't been touched in 20 years to try to start mass producing stuff that we have imported from other places. So let's just be hypothetical. Everyone likes to be doomsday preppers. So we go to war with China. Where does everything we buy come from?
Yeah.
Everything. All our military equipment we got, we make some in-house in America, but we buy a lot of computer parts and such from overseas. So where does it come from? We make nothing. We have nothing to sacrifice. If every company in this country is foreign-owned, they have nothing to lose or nothing to gain by helping us in this time. So it's going to be every American for themselves, as the businesses are going to be for whoever the winner is.
Let's just say all third world countries like opt out of making stuff for Walmart or big corporations. The next people up for bid are the first world countries that will be charging probably 15 times the amount that the third world countries were charging to do the same amount of work. Because those first world countries have things like benefits, right? So keep going with me. So the cost is going to be higher, but you're going to have people in the first world countries like the U.S., which is a first world country. No matter what the unemployment rate is, it's still a first world country. You have people like the U.S. bidding on doing jobs for Walmart, and you'll have U.S. people working, making money that is going to the U.S. for a U.S. store, keeping the money in the country.
Ridiculous talk.
Yeah, this is crazy talk. This is not free market capitalism. That's what it is. I mean, we dine by our own vices. If everybody believes, like, faithfully in free market capitalism, this is the product of it. I mean, this is what you get. You're going to get shit made for cheap. That's what it is.
Everyone that complains, where's American jobs? Stop going shop at Walmart. I know people reply by Walmart, but goddamn, that you can't look and see. Go look at every product, see where it's made at, and tell me how many Americans are employed because of that. Oh, yeah, you got 1,000 working in the store, but they're not making anything, and you cannot make a profit with just the service industry. You got to have something to sell. You have to have something tangible.
Yes.
We always talk about tangibles. We have nothing tangible. It's made in China.
I mean, everybody can't be rich, but nobody's going to be rich if nobody's working.
The only thing we export is bombs, and that's why we're so interested in keeping these wars going, because there's people making money off of it.
Yes.
It's not the Americans. There is some that do, and they rely on these wars.
But back to what we were talking about, the Mr. Kirk Mix, you're about to go down, buddy, and I feel bad for you, but then I don't, because I'm stereotyping you, sir. I'm in that kind of mood right now. I'm stereotyping this man. I'm pretty sure. Wait, he's from Katy, Texas. I'm pretty sure. I know where he's leaning.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
But even the 11 dudes that died, I know what direction they were leaning too.
Yeah.
So you bring it on yourself. Deregulate. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but
that's what I'm saying. That's my thing. I don't think they're all aware, man. Like that's my whole thing. I mean,
most of them are ignorant to it. Like, yeah. I don't want to call them stupid. They're just ignorant to what the facts are. They don't really have time to spend to worry about it. So they just go by what they hearsay is around their environment. Because I know what it's like to be around those types of environments and to have a very different opinion. It's not easy to freely express yourself without closed-minded people having a very uneducated opinion about it.
Oh, well, yeah, like you was in what you talked about, the eyeless shrimp and all that shit. I'm not talking about that's gross. That's so gross. I'm serious, man. I'm down with catching the I seen on Doomsday Preppers they got a dude preparing Cali because the dust from Japan is going that way, flying across the Pacific, so he getting his prep ready. But I'm down to go over there. I'll take some of that. I'll take some of the radiation dust over.
If you can get it slowly, like over time you can evolve to it, then you'd be like maybe X-Men or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Be the Ninja Turtle from space, like the dust get there from space. Michael Bay gonna have to make a movie about me. Fuck that.
Oh man. Was Battle for LA a Michael Bay movie? Did he do that movie?
I refuse to watch that one, too. Like, if you just show me special effects and there's nothing. Was it good?
Yeah, it was okay. It had, the old guy in there. Man, I can't think of his
name. I know when I first seen the previews, I thought it was the Halo movie, and I got excited.
But that's what I'm saying. The action scenes was Michael Bay-ish. That's what made me think Michael Bay had something to do with it.
Michael Bay's American John.
It was over excessive. Like, everything was over excessive. I think they had Michelle Rodriguez and then Neo was in the shit. Yeah. But anyway, it was all right. It wasn't the worst movie I've seen. It wasn't Transformers 3.
Still never seen it. I've never seen Transformers 2. I refused the first one. People's like, it's good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Transformers 2 make Transformers 3 look awesome. Well, vice versa.
Transformers 3 makes it look
awesome. Yes, vice versa. Transformers 3 makes Transformers 2 look awesome. I can stomach the first one. The first one was okay. It was okay. 3, fuck you for making this. You just made it because you had to make a trilogy. And on that note, we're going to the greatest part of the show.
Oh, also, I'd like to give a fuck you to George Lucas real quick.
We gotta do through the music. That was wrong, sir.
There's no new music going on. The start of episode 3, we dedicated to Yoda whipping ass for 8 hours. That'd have been better than the first 2.
We don't talk about all that anymore. I just seen that he was working on
some kind of new Star Wars
style
flick, and that's what
wasn't that Red Tails? Oh man! Again.
You ain't got your crispy chicken wrap. We ain't got Donnie on here talking about the crispy chicken wrap yet.
Why did you make me stop it? man.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wraps? Mary?
Turn the bank up.
Crispy chicken.
I'm glad you brought that up, sir. Good job.
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
That was a gangsta R&B hit right there.
Oh, man.
Like, if they could get Drake to do that, I would understand. Like, that would be perfect for him.
Okay, well, look, since I told you about it, sir, since ladies and gentlemen, on the next show, I think I'll try to get QJ Pimpson on, because he wants to talk. I'm not going to talk about the chicken, crispy chicken, but since we brought, fast food was brought up,
The Doritos taco?
No. Oh. No, the Doritos taco is actually delicious.
I know. I ate one last night for the first time. And
yes.
I made the comment they must do their market research for stoners.
They have to.
Because, like, that's made exactly right for them.
Okay, look. I read an article a few weeks ago talking about the bacon shake. Okay, now, this is one I just found. Jack in the Box has the bacon shake, sir. So when you pass by Jack in the Box, just pull over and get you a bacon shake. It's a 24-ounce serving. Vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, a maraschino cherry, and bacon-flavored syrup. This is not the one, though. This is not the one I'm talking about. The one I seen, sir, was one from Burger King. And Burger King, and I didn't want to talk about it yet, but
we don't have to because I'm getting sick.
No, I'm going to pose the question now. I'm going to pose it now for QJ Pimpson later. Burger King has the Bacon Sunday coming out. And if you come over this way, sir, you could come check out a picture of it. Just check this out.
Why? Man. No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh. The computer just crashed.
Yes. Yes. The computer got high cholesterol from that shit.
This was type 2 diabetes.
You got the sugar.
Okay, the bacon shake at Burger King is a cup of ice cream, chocolate fudge, bacon bits, and two strips of bacon.
They should just put like some pork two grease strips or of something bacon. Just pour some pork fat right on top of it with it. Just a glaze. We're going to glaze that motherfucker. And deep fry the whole fucking thing.
Put a batter over it and just have fried ice cream, bacon.
Cottage cheese just drizzling on
Which poses the question that I want to know: who's gonna sing the commercial for the bacon shake? I got Rick Ross. Like Rick Ross does a rap for the bacon shake. I mean, he raps about everything else. I mean,
He's trying to clear his arteries out from eating the bacon shake.
No, he likes Wingstop. That's his.
He likes sucking on the bone. What was that to do with the whole chicken in his mouth?
That was your boy when he was doing that video about fuck reading.
Fuck a book.
Fuck.
With his chicken chain necklace, man. He ain't the old drumstick. Rick Ross, the bones,
the bacon shake now at Burger King. What's in the new bacon shake? you could have America.
They could bring Ricky Bobby for it instead of shake and bake. The bacon shake.
Oh man. I can't imagine eating ice cream with bacon bits in it. That's
also a stone. That's like when you just dare somebody at night when you high. Like you ain't got shit else to do. Like I dare you to put some bacon in an ice cream right there.
That's a twisted Ben and Jerry's idea right there.
Weren't we worried about becoming like there's a country obese and stuff? Like weren't we trying to lose weight at one point in time? And now we want to put bacon.
No, it's fuck losing weight because Michelle Obama is down with losing weight. And we can't be done with that heathen Kenyan loving Jezebel. We have to go against everything that the Democrats throw in the total opposite direction. Oh, you want to lose weight? Free cookies for everybody. Fuck that. Fuck you, Michelle Obama. Tell us to lose weight. We eat as many cookies as we want. If I want to put chocolate syrup on top of my pizza, I will.
I roll my bacon in strips of bacon.
Oh, man.
Then we dip it in the bacon grease as a sauce.
And as we get the Our computers are still down.
I'll tell you,
the bacon shake, man, yeah.
Clogged it up.
Well, as we get this back up, this means that the retarded wars is just going to be real short. But, we can talk about some other shit.
I think Florida should just win, like, they should be grandfathered in as a Hall of Fame retarded award recipient, like, Lifetime Achievement Award.
Like, one day I'm going to go back and I'm going to, like, check all the ones that I put up in the retarded awards, and I'm going to see how many are from Florida. Like, just...
There's a website that you can use to that.
Oh.
For Florida. It's stupid. Like,
Yeah, but okay, the computer's back up now, but as I get everything set up again, we can talk about some video games right quick. Get our nerd on, because we nerded this one out, I believe. We started talking about comic books and G.I. Joe before.
Oh, a quick thing for the nerding out. I'm sure people have seen about the FBI warning you're going to lose your internet.
You're going to lose
access to Facebook. They're just trying to game you. Remember that. It's all a scare tactic. They just want to be able to control the internet and shut it off whenever they want. Remember that. Just a heads up.
I think QJ wanted to add in on that one also.
Yeah, I was just giving you a quick hit out there. Don't let them fool you.
We won't get fooled again.
And again. Fool me once. Shame on you.
Fool me again.
Still shame on you. Fool me 1,000 more times. It's someone else's fault but mine.
It's never my fault. Though I am gullible.
I need Facebook and will click anything to get it, damn it. Need it.
I need that. I need them extra coins so I can play the next level of Cityville. Now my computer's dead. You ain't played. I've been playing this little game called Stupid Zombies. It's like Angry Birds but with zombies. But this has the Angry Birds concept. And
I've been playing Airportville or Airport City.
Oh, I can't get down with the city of Villes.
It's the only reason I go check is because I play a blackjack game, and the same little people made the same game. So if you have it installed and you play, every time you check, you know, one, you get bonus money in the blackjack game.
Oh, okay. I see so what it is.
I do that. I play that, and I play The Sims.
Just
because Jay Adams is a politician.
Yeah. We can talk about Ghost Recon.
That game's epic.
Yes. Third person sexiness.
Call of Duty news will hate it, and I love it. Stay the fuck away. It's like Battlefield. Stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
I don't want you to like it because I don't want your kind in here. I don't like your kind.
There's really no camping, like none. You can't, because somebody will sneak up behind you. They'll have to.
Or toss a grenade at you. And they ain't even unlocked the noob tubes yet. Once that starts,
it's not like you can get to the explosive rounds on the beta.
Everything's so balanced well.
Yeah, just imagine when you get to have the explosive rounds and you just pull out your handgun and just doom 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 boom 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 boom.
It's like it takes the best of Ghost Recon and the best of Gears and puts them together, and it's like one of the most tactical games I've ever played online. Like if you don't have a squad with you to ride, you're gonna die by yourself.
Yep. Getting shot in the back. The new Bacon Sunday. Ugh. It's so.
I think my heart is skipping beats trying to.
I just exited off of it. I can't. Yeah. We're not even. I'll try to get the music up. Ladies and gentlemen, this part of the show is called The Retarded Awards. where we give out medals of slander to criminals that have committed felonious acts of stupidity. First up, Michael Bay. No, never mind.
Fuck Michael Bay.
He's a lifetime achievement award winner.
First man, Billings, Montana.
Uh-oh.
A Billings man awaiting trial on allegation that he put methamphetamine in a coffee maker at his mother's tax preparation business is back in jail. Yes. Yes. Put the meth. I guess he put it right up in the coffee filter thing. Prosecutors allege 34-year-old Craig Charles Benedict violated the terms of his release by failing to submit to random drug tests. Benedict posted a $10,000 bond following his February arrest on felony criminal endangerment charges. Court records allege Benedict spiked the coffee because he was angry that another employee at the tax business demanded that he submit to a drug test. Prosecutors say nearly a dozen people may have consumed the meth-laced coffee. Good job, Craig Charles Benedict. Good job. Meth coffee for everybody. It's a little sprinkle of
Sudafed
up for
the rest of
that
the day.
Shit.
They didn't know why they were fired up. Love me some taxes.
Get you this fucking discount. Okay. Second up. Remember I said 20 years. Just remember I said that. I know I didn't lose the... Oh, I did. I lost the article. Oh.
I think Mickey Loomis should be added to this.
No. We're not talking about the Saints. Okay, here's the article, sir.
Ronald McDonald would not be smiling at this. A Simpsonville McDonald's employee is in big trouble tonight, accused of spitting into a customer's drink. Greenville County deputies say it all happened over the weekend after a mother and daughter went through the drive-thru to get some sweet tea.
Went through the line and they weren't sweet, so they drove back through.
The incident report states that the teas still weren't sweet the second time around, but deputies say the victims didn't think much of it, opting to sweeten up the tea at home.
They get home, take the lids off, and much to their surprise and dismay, there is phlegm right there on the top of the cup.
The customers took a picture, but the sheriff's office couldn't release them. But they described them in detail off camera and were quite blunt on camera.
It's gross. It's gross.
In a statement released tonight, the McDonald's franchisee, it's John gross. Kennedy, released this statement saying, quote, "Nothing is more important to me than the safety and well-being of my customers. I want to assure my customers that my restaurant has the most stringent food safety and quality standards, and
okay,
I caution
comes,
anyone from
comes,
reaching a conclusion without the facts."
Here comes.
The sheriff's office, for its part, says it has video showing this man, Marvin Washington Jr., leaning down into a cup around the time of the alleged incident. Deputies say it was enough to place him under arrest, charged with tampering with food products. And if he's found guilty, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison.
There's no indication.
Arrest, charged with tampering with food products. And if he's found guilty, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison. Food products. And if he's found guilty, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison.
There's no indication that it was an ongoing event, but at the same time, I don't know if it's an isolated event. I think the investigation is still ongoing.
South Carolina! South Carolina!
So I make minimum wage, and you come around and fuck with me three times.
Ronald McDonald,
is it that serious? These motherfuckers have stole trillions of fucking dollars. Ain't going to goddamn day in fucking jail. Are we going to send this dude to jail for 20 motherfucking years for spitting in some tea?
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
I'm done, America.
Oh, man. They went back because their tea wasn't sweet enough. It wasn't that the McDonald's recipe was correct for them. They wanted more sugar. fuck that. I want more sugar. I come back again. I want even more sugar. And he was like, oh yeah, you want some more sugar? 20 years. George Zimmerman about to fucking walk off. That's it. That's, he about to walk off. He's about to walk off and shoot somebody in the chest in the neighborhood with children. It'll shoot him in the chest. This dude about to go to jail. Marvin Washington Jr., though, about to go to jail for 20 years. 20. Not 20 days. Not 20 hours community service. 20 years. Huh? No, because she said she had her children with her. It was on a Saturday. It was probably a Saturday lunch rush. And who knows, they probably didn't have sugar in the tea. Marvin don't know. Marvin can't drink the tea. Because if Marvin drank the tea, Marvin gonna lose his job. But he ain't got no job now. He got a job now in the South Carolina Penitentiary where he's gonna be for the next 20 years for spitting in somebody's drink. Good job, South Carolina. You're trying to win the title, babe. Not only do you have, like, asshole senators and House representatives that go on TV on a daily basis and make you look more of an ass than what you are. You put people in jail for... This is the second time we've read an article from South Carolina about somebody getting a lengthy jail sentence for spitting. Wasn't Winston upset about the dude getting 5 years for spitting something or spitting on somebody? It was something like dealing with spit, and it was South Carolina. I'll find it, and I'll play it. This is the second time, South Carolina. Good job. you didn't even get to the last story. Oh, no, we have... we have two more stories, sir, and I'll end this. Okay,
shoot me, Dan.
This happened in West Monroe.
Oh, joy!
Great granny drinks fifth while babysitting, gets arrested. Police arrested a West Monroe woman after she reportedly got drunk and passed out while babysitting her two great grandchildren. Kimberly King, age 50. Was arrested Thursday following a complaint by her granddaughter. It's fucked up.
To call the police on your mom for doing that, like, that can't be the first time she's done this.
According to the arrest affidavit, King's granddaughter left her 1 and 2 year old children with King while she went to work. When the complainant came back 4 hours later, King was reportedly passed out. Police say both children had sold diapers to the point that their diapers were falling off. Police found King in a bed where officers shined a flashlight in her face and woke her up. Police say King had no visible injuries, but admitting to drinking a fifth of Jim Beam while the children were in her care. King was arrested and charged with 2 counts of child abandonment. And they got a picture of her. Yeah, I really have nothing to say about this. I mean, granddaughter snitch, grandma, but
yeah, that's not 20 years for spitting in somebody's fucking spit.
That was the line of the night, sir. He could face up to 20 years.
Charged with tampering with food products. And if he's found guilty, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison.
There's
Oh, man.
Charged with tampering with food products. And if he's found guilty, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison.
There's no indication that it was an ongoing event, but it's...
Oh, man. Last... Okay, wait.
What is McDonald's doing to the fucking food they serve? Is that not tampering with the first fucking
ever? Oh, man. Speaking of McDonald's and speaking of the most ratchet place in the world, man charged with felony for stealing soda. Naples, Florida. After leaving a Naples, Florida McDonald's without paying for a cup of soda, Mark Breyer, 52, is in hot water facing a felony theft charge. A buyer walked into the restaurant around 10 p.m. Thursday and asked the employee at the counter if he could have a cup for water. When he was given one, he went to the soda fountain and filled it with soda instead, then left to sit outside. A manager told police he asked the buyer to pay for the soda and he refused, and then remained on the premises after being asked to leave. He then cursed at the manager, prompting them to call the police. Due to previous petty theft convictions, which would have been a misdemeanor petty theft charge, was escalated to a felony, which could earn a buyer up to 5 years in jail and a $5,000 fine. He also faces charges of trespassing and disorderly intoxication.
Still not 20 years.
Oh, shit.
The alleged incident. Deputies say it was enough to place him under arrest, charged with tampering with food products. And if he's found guilty, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison.
There's no indication that it was an ongoing event, but at the same time, I don't know if it's an isolated event. I think the investigation, especially on that aspect, is still ongoing.
Until then, everybody, don't spit in somebody's drink. 20 years. Sir, you don't have anything to add in on this.
Good luck, America.
Peace out.
Don't watch Space Turtles.